USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump campaigning on the West Coast on Wednesday, the president spending time in the battleground state of Arizona. While in Las Vegas, the president condemns the rioting and looting going on in Philadelphia.
I know the police very well in Philadelphia. I think they gave me an endorsement, and they're not allowed. They were told, I understand, to stand back. To stand back. Don't do anything. And people are breaking into stores and walking out with washing machines and walking out with all sorts of things, and it shouldn't be allowed. That's no way to do it. You got to have law and order.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is worried about what happens if Congress does away with the law that affects tech companies. Dorsey testifying virtually before a Senate committee about Section 230, which doesn't hold big tech companies liable for posts made by users on their platforms. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Wilmington, Delaware, saying the fight against the coronavirus is not political.
It's patriotic. Wearing a mask. Wear one. Period.
The latest poll has Biden up by 20 points in his home state of Delaware over President Trump, the former vice president, and his wife also early voting on Wednesday. President Trump's campaign hit with a cyber attack. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the details.
President Trump's campaign website was the victim of apparent hacking. For about half an hour Tuesday evening, the campaign website was replaced by an image featuring the logos of the FBI and Department of Justice, saying that the site had been seized and demanding a cryptocurrency ransom. The Trump campaign said in a statement that no data had been accessed and that they were working with law enforcement to determine the source of the hack. The website has since been restored.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Deceit dealers are using email and text messaging more than social media these days. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has the story.
This close to an election, disinformation can rear its ugly head anywhere, any political party, at any time. Last week in Florida, a flood of emails to Democrats there threatened to come after anyone who did not vote for Trump. The messages claimed to be from the Proud Boys, but instead, the U.S. government traced the data back to Iran. A video sent to voters recently claimed that Joe Biden wants to give sex changes to second graders. Wrong. Compared to the 2016 election, where social media was the target of choice, deceit dealers are preferring waves of text messages and emails, making use of a more intimate and less heavily scrutinized chunk of disinformation.
Along those same lines, the CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google are appearing on Capitol Hill, being grilled by Republican senators who are accusing them of blocking conservative content. Things getting heated between Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey.
Your position is that you can sit in Silicon Valley and demand of the media that you can tell them what stories they can publish, and you can tell the American people what reporting they can hear. Is that right?
No. This was a, you know, every person, every account, every organization that signs up to Twitter agrees to a terms of service.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.